This is Maisie, Callie, and Tia at the Walden School of Liberal Arts in Utah.
Have you ever looked up at the night sky in a secluded place and wondered about the millions of stars? Perhaps the question of how they got their names or why their names are so different. Who gives the stars their names in the first place? Astronomers have devised numbering and lettering systems to come up with names, but there are thousands of ways to name stars. For time's sake, we're going to focus on only a few of the main ways to name stars. The four main ways to name stars are the common names, the Bayer system, the Flamsteed numbering system, and the star catalogs, such as Beatty and Seedy, Ross, Lawton, and Henning Draper.
Almost every bright star has a common name, most likely the name you'd read if you opened up a basic textbook. These are the first names of the stars, originating from prehistoric times. They were usually named after mythological creatures or something else in mythology. These star names are usually in the languages Arabic, Latin, or Greek. One of the cool things about the common naming system is that almost all of the names translate very literally. For instance, the star Taurus in the constellation Cancer literally translates to the tip of the crab. The star Zubin Eshmali in Libra actually means the northern claw, because it forms the claw of the scorpion. Names like these for stars give us all kinds of ideas about how people thought about stars and constellations hundreds or thousands of years ago. Some of the common names for stars are so old we don't even know how they translate anymore. An example would be the star Sirius in the constellation Canis Major.
A man by the name Johann Bayer created the Bayer naming system. He named stars by what constellation they were in and how bright they were using Greek letters. So Alpha Centauri would be the brightest star in the constellation of Centaurus. This system worked until they noticed that there were more than 24 stars in a constellation. When they noticed that, they used upper and lowercase Greek letters so that they could continue using the naming system. But when we invented telescopes that could see even further and in more detail, we noticed that there were even more stars, which meant that we needed a new naming system. The Flamsteed system is a lot like the Bayer system, except John Flamsteed used Arabic numbers. Instead of being named by how bright they were numbered by their position across a constellation.
One of the most important pre-photographic star catalogs was the BD, or Bonner-Durchmusterung. The BD catalog was created and published in Bonn, Germany in about 1852. The BD star catalog collected views of about 320,000 stars in the northern sky and in some of the southern sky. The BD was then enhanced by the Sudelche Durchmusterung, SD. It was further supplemented by the Cordoba Durchmusterung, consisting of 580,000 stars, which began to be compiled at Cordoba, Argentina in 1892 and covers declinations negative 22 to negative 90. Lastly, the Cape Photographic Durchmusterung, consisting of 450,000 stars in 1896, compiled at the Cape, South Africa, covers declinations negative 18 to negative 90. There have been other catalogs created for specialized purposes by particular astronomers. Most of the nearby stars, which were mostly red dwarfs, were discovered by astronomers who were specifically looking for them. For example, the second closest star system to us is called Barnard Star, named after the American astronomer E.E. Barnard, who discovered it in 1916. And the third closest system is Wolf 359, named after the German astronomer Max Wolf, who discovered it in 1917. Other catalogs are the Land, Lacaille, Lawton, Ross, and Struve catalogs. Astronomers prefer to use Henry Draper designation of a star, as that catalog also gives spectroscopic information. But as the Durchmusterungs cover more stars and are often cross-referenced, they are sometimes still used. To avoid confusion, most astronomers and astronomy software often include the Hipparchos number from the catalog created for the Hipparchos satellite. Even with all these catalogs, though, we will never be able to name all of the stars, but we can give it our best shot.
There are millions of stars, and humans have been naming them for longer than we can remember. We will continue naming stars forever, since there are so many in the sky. Our habit of naming stars has gotten so out of hand that bogus websites have started letting you buy and name stars. Don't do it. It's a hoax. The only organization that can name stars is the International Astronomical Union, and they don't sell stars.